I didn't think this movie was going to stand a chance in hell. Coming out of the theater, I was a little bit torn. I had mixed emotions. I laughed a lot, but there were a lot of times when I didn't care either. Some of the characters in the movie I really liked. Some of them are kind of a little bit unbelievable. Then some of them were non-existent. Kristen Wiig does what you expect her to do. She's a shameless, toned-down kind of character who's got good timing. Similar to Kristen Wiig, Melissa McCarthy does what you expect her to do. You know, she's a bit loud and a little rash. She's a likable character. She's fun. My favorite performance and character is Leslie Jones as Patty. So likable, so much fun, so natural. It didn't feel like she was working at all. Her character is the most genuine, and I think that's the way it's written, because she's not delivering a joke every single second. You know she's just natural, and it works. Kate McKinnon plays Gillian Holtzman. Now, this is one of the things about the movie that confuses me a little. I had mixed emotions here. I wasn't quite sure what to think. The first 45 minutes of this movie, I wasn't quite sure where she was. She hardly spoke. It just felt like the character wasn't fully developed. I think she might have left her script at home for part of the film. So let's talk about the script. You know, it starts out and they introduce you to the characters and it feels good. I'm starting to get attached, I'm concerned, I'm along for the ride. There's a bunch of references for people who saw the original, you know, the older part of the audience. Then there's things that are a little over the top for the teens and the kids, and it's even a bit cartoony at some times. I'm not quite sure who the audience is supposed to be for this movie. There's a lot of attempts to be funny. The jokes are written right in, and they're cracking one-liners back and forth. And the problem with that is there's a little too much comedy and not enough character development. The way this affected me was, by the time we got to the end of the movie, I just didn't care about them anymore. The only thing I'm waiting for them to show me is the exits. There are some things I like about this movie. It was cool to hear the original Ghostbuster song, you know, the one by Ray Parker Jr., and also the score. It's nice because they're doing different things. You hear the original Ghostbusters theme woven in and out of it. You want to know what the worst part of this movie is? The bad guy. Whoa. His part was poorly written and poorly performed. I mean, what was he doing? It felt to me like they were trying to hide this guy from me. I mean, there's long stretches of the movie where he's nowhere to be found. What? Worst bad guy ever. A lot of the movie is CGI. There are CGI ghosts, so I have to be honest, I don't really know what this is. There's also a ton of different equipment that they use in this movie, and again, I don't know what that equipment looks like or even what it does. The ghosts are kind of whispering around, you know? They're just sort of whispering around the screen. So I was like, who cares? I think the problem with it is that they're not characters. Maybe you can have ghosts and sort of give them voices. If they had a little bit of personality, it'd be a lot more fun for me. So even for a sighted person, you take all that away, and what do you really want to know? Did they win or did they lose? And that's why it always comes back to what I always think about. Content is king. Story, story, story. So for Ghostbusters, I'm going with 2.5 out of 4 eyes open. You need to see this movie twice before you've seen it once.